Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast, and now a special coming out Stoop story from Katie Caldwell.
I wanted to start out by sharing my, I suppose you would call it a progression of a coming out story. So I remember very specifically the moment. So my older sister is kind of a life mentor for me, and taught me who Dan Savage is. If any of you listen to the Savage Love cast, it changed my life, so you should. So she is the person that I come to whenever I have a question or I'm like maybe feeling like guilty or anxious about anything, because she never like shames me. And it's just like, yeah, no, it's cool. Let's talk through this. So I remember very specifically bringing up a progression of stories to her where I was like, Brie, this is so funny. I was in this bar and this woman was like flirting with me and she like bought me a drink and da-da-da-da. Or like I was in this place and this like woman who was working, this barista, like gave me a free pastry. I think she was flirting with me. And my sister was like, Katie, you know, I think that you know, generally how this works is people flirt with people who are flirting with them. So, you know, I just maybe want you to sit with that for a moment and think about, like, are you also flirting with these women? And I was like, no. Okay. Maybe I am. So fast forward, then I was dating women for quite a while, about a year. And so I'm originally from Oregon. So I go home about once a year. And I went home for the summer and I was like, okay, like this is when I'm going to tell my parents that I'm dating women, you know, and like this is when I'm going to do it. I've got a week. I had a lot of plans about how I was going to do that and backup plans to how I was going to do that. I'd sit down at dinner and be like, okay, today is the day. Like, I'm just going to wait till there's a natural segue into conversation. And it's just going to, like, it's going to happen. And that never happened because there's never a natural segue into I'm gay. So I reached the last day of my trip in Oregon, and I was like, okay, like, I've totally failed. And I, like, I need to tell my parents, like, when I'm in person. That's, like, so much, that just seems like the right thing to do. But I didn't. And I got on an airplane. I was like, I am shamed. Like, this, I am the worst person ever, and I have, like, no courage at all. And so I went home, and I sat with, like, okay, why didn't I, okay, you know what? It wasn't the right time. They're not going to know until next Christmas, apparently. So they're going to have to wait a year and a half. but then I found myself, like, leaving out things in stories I was telling my parents, like pronouns, mostly. And so and that felt wrong. So I talked to my parents. I was like, okay, you know, can we like check in over a Skype call? And they already thought that was weird. So I'm ready, you know, and like I'm having this Skype call with my parents, and we're chatting for about an hour and a half, and they're like, okay, Kate, like, we have to go, like, you know, we have things to do today. And I was like, yeah, definitely. Oh, you know, while you're both here, there's something I remembered I should maybe just like let you know. And they're like, oh, okay. And I was like, Dad, you maybe want to like come around so I can see you and like sit down. And he was like, oh, all right. And my parents are both, I grew up in a Catholic family, and both identify as Catholic, and I do as well. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm telling them, you know, like there's just this thing that I've been meaning to tell you, and it's been going on for a while now in my life, so I felt like I should let you know, and I've been thinking about it a lot, and you know, just when some things are reality, you know, I love you both a lot, and I know you care about me, and so I know that you'd want me to share that, and it's a not so much, no, decision's the wrong word. It's just a thing, and that's happening. It's been happening for a while now, so I don't think it's going away. they're both sitting there very concerned, and I was like, yeah, and so I'm just, I'm dating women. And they both sit there, and it's just like, crickets, Crickets. And my dad was just like, Caitlin, thank you, sweet Jesus. I thought you were going to tell us you wanted to become a nun.
That was Katie Caldwell's Stoop story about her pleasant surprise when she came out to her parents. You can find it, along with other stories and the Stoop podcast, at stoopstorytelling.com. We've also linked to it from the On the Record page at wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for joining us today. This weekend may be chilly, but we hope yours is happy. At the Flower Mart at Mount Vernon Square, you could see beautiful blooms, taste some great beer, and enjoy terrific music. We've got a link at the On the Record page. See you Monday.